In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah! Are you feeling the Friday vibes? It is indeed a Friday here in Loop on
Sports weekend,
Radio
baby.
610. That's also a great point.
Shout out to No Traffic. A lot of people making it a 4-day weekend.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Hope
what's up, T Mill?
Yeah.
Wow. You just going to call him
man.
Out like that?
Hey, man. Hey, salute to him, man. Happy anniversary to him.
That's true.
He's got that shout bread, out to the man.
Shout out to the man. All right. Now you in his pockets and everything?
Got that
That's
Lopez
crazy.
Bread.
That is wild. Just
real recognized real, huh, Lopez?
Just in the man's pockets. That's
real.
That's
recognized
insane.
Real.
Yeah, man. Who is the most underrated Texan? Let me just go ahead and ask the question before I mess around and get out of time. But yes, NFL.com put together a list of the most underrated players for every team. And that got me thinking, like, who on this Texas team do you think is the most underappreciated? 713-572-4610. Because, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of usual suspects that we give a lot of love to. But I'm very interested, like, who are we looking at here? And very early into this, on the text line, also on the YouTube page, I got an unorthodox answer here. And I just want to start here.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we can start rattling off names and discussing merits.
Well, just real quick, everybody's playing for second place. Not that this is a competition.
You think so?
I've got the answer.
Okay.
I would expect nothing less.
Okay.
Nothing less than Lopez to come out with that level of...
There's no shame in second place.
That level of, I don't know, I've used the word too much.
Confidence?
Yeah, confidence.
Cockiness?
That's a lot closer to what I was looking for. On a subjective question.
No, man. Not that it's competition, but y'all are playing for second.
What do you think about this from Kix Rocks here on the YouTube page? Off the wall a little bit. Frank Ross, most underappreciated Texan.
I like it.
I didn't even go, like, my brain did not go to you know, front office, coaching staffs, or anything. But if you were going to go to coaching staffs,
like
Frank Ross the one you go to?
You feel like he's underappreciated,
I think
though?
He's very much appreciated
I feel like
as
we
a special teams
Yeah,
coach.
I feel like we appreciate him a lot. And he's always in the headphones. He's always next to the head coach. He's right there.
Again.
So I don't know how many decisions he made, like, outside of special teams. He's always right.
Coaching, I'm thinking coaching Nico. Now. Again, obviously everybody knows I'm biased, but I think Gerard's pretty underrated, man. CJ loves that cat, and he stayed around with the new regime.
And it feels like, he might be rewarded for staying and getting a little bit more say along with CJ in the way that this offense goes. So, we might have to see about him being added into this. I think Frank Ross is an interesting answer because not only, like, do you want to make sure you do special teams good, right? I think you also, like, the energy that he brings. Right? It seems very cliche to say this, but special teams is not anything anybody signs up for. No, like, nobody tries to make, or I guess that's not the way to say it. Nobody dreams of making the NFL to go and, like, go down and be a gunner.
I'd
right?
really like to be a gunner someday.
Yeah, maybe you talk about being, like, a returner.
Yeah.
Right, but or if you are a kicker and that's your way in.
I really want to be on field goal block.
Right? All these guys are on the roster in theory for these other positions, and then you get handed and it doesn't quite work this way, like kind of the cast-offs from these other positions that you have to bring together and make them into a cohesive unit, have them all pull in the same direction, and hopefully be good at it. And he does that pretty consistently.
Yeah.
So I do give him a lot of credit for that. And he has stayed through multiple regimes. That's right. All right, but let's get to some of these other, because I do want to circle back around to the coaching, but I think the players are really where this is at. Who comes to mind for you?
You mean who's in first place?
All right, who's in first place, Lopez?
Henry Toto'o. It's close.
It's a great answer.
It's not close. Mm. They needed him. Like, they didn't just want to plug him in there. They needed him. And that dude was a monster. If we're, you know, all relatively speaking, I mean, you know, he was an absolute monster. To the point that we're having discussions right now about, I mean, Christian Harris might be healthy and not getting on the field. You know, we don't know. We'll find out.
That actually kind of happened.
Yeah, that's what it was. At the end of the year, And now we're kind of wondering, is he going to beat out Toto'o?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
But do that make it feel like he was appreciated, though? Because they could have easily put him back to where he was supposed to be. I feel like they did appreciate him towards the end. Like, yo.
Well, I'm talking about us.
Yeah, okay.
In general.
Yeah, yeah.
We end up in this place where we do the underappreciated, where we really, you know, get nitty gritty on that particular term, and then we miss the forest for the trees. So I don't want to do that necessarily, but I do want to appreciate Henry because you're right. Like, he actively made what was a weakness for him. I don't know if I want to fully go to a strength, but a place where I mean,
I don't know, man. When he's second in tackles or something like that.
And I think that it's the necessity of like just being in that place. Yeah. But yeah, man, he was very good. He very much he got a lot of shine last year. You are correct, Texter. I think just the step that he was able to make was very big. And I don't know how many outside, I guess, people outside of the Houston Texans sphere would look at Henry Toto'o and go, that guy is pretty critical to what you're doing. But last year he was.
Yeah.
He very much was.
And the reason I have him, he led the team in tackles. 105 tackles.
How many guesses you think it would take if you put a roster in a defensive roster in front of a non-Houston Texas fan and told them, give me the leading tackler on this team?
5% less?
Like, how many guesses? Rather, do you think it would take? I was like, you answered my guesses with the percentage, and I was very confused as to 10. What you meant. Yeah, I think that it would take a while.
Look at these numbers, and keep in mind the backdrop of what Reggie just said, and also the fact that had he not played to this level, and I get linebackers by default get more opportunities.
Yes,
he still led the team in tackles, sack and a half, 7 tackles for loss, 3 passes defensed, an interception. I mean, if he hadn't done that, what would this defense have been?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It'd have been a real problem. Like, the spine of the defense is that conversation, and that linebacker core matters in a big way, particularly for D'Amico Ryan.
And it was a kind of a weak linebacker core. with him at the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, you give your the credit that's due to Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen filling in where you needed to, but more Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen, I don't know that I very much would have wanted to opt for that in any circumstance.
Who else is the most underappreciated among Texans? Like I said, you know how I feel about Toa Toa. I thought that was massive.
Is there an argument that can be made here for Kamari Lassiter?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. You have an all-pro player on the opposite side of you. And, I mean, he obviously got his burn as an all-pro player. Kamari Lassiter didn't get enough of those shouts
mm-hmm.
for being the guy that's on the opposite side of a great cornerback. And we know what that typically comes with, is that typically means you are getting the larger load of the work. As a dude who we could talk about the 4-6, we could talk about that. I mean, as a rookie as well.
Yeah.
And when he was tested, it went pretty well. He had to move around a little bit, and he handled that particularly well. Mm-hmm. And it feels like he was not heralded as much. Now, that's very much leaning into the, I guess, underappreciated versus where I believe he should be valued.
Because
he was definitely, I mean, he was good. I think a lot of people acknowledged that he was good. But it feels like maybe on a larger scale, he was not appreciated to a high level. That might be stretching this. Would you like to hear the answer that NFL.com gave to this question? And this came from, like I mentioned, NFL.com, Tom Blair of NFL.com, if you have any qualms with this. The answer is on the defense, so that's where we've been going. And notice we haven't mentioned any offensive players. I wonder how we feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive end, you feeling me?
Yeah.
Derek Barnett.
I'm good with that.
Played 38% of the... Sorry. Yeah.
No, I'm saying I think so. I agree with that.
Played 38% of the snaps, 2024, lowest in any season, which he suited up. But he had 5 sacks, which is tied for 72nd most in the NFL, right? But you look at it, and you just undeniable amount of work. You talk about the obviously big plays that he had, right? He had the turnover, taking that to the house, those type of moments. While also
awesome.
Being a dude, and we've talked about this before, but I don't know if we talked about it in depth. The idea that's a dude that absolutely would go and have a large, if not just like starting share at an edge rushing position at many other teams in the league. Mm-hmm. And yet he is here and he's a depth piece and he just does his job at a high level in a relatively small amount of snaps. Like, that is a dude that does not get a lot of love. We'll talk about Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter for good reason. That guy just steps into the role. And he does it at a high level. And I can't really speak specifically to it, but I don't feel like there's much complaining happening there.
No, not at all. And I'm good with that one. In fact, that might be, you know, my second choice based on everything that you just talked about. I'm trying to think of an offensive player that was underappreciated as much, you know, of a beating as the offense took.
I don't even know if this is under, maybe this is a little underappreciated, but. First person I thought about was Joe Mixon.
That was the only answer that I was coming to, and that is just...
But he was getting accolades like crazy.
Yeah, no, he was, but just him being out there fighting for all them yards, man, I feel like that was very underappreciated.
Maybe I'm overthinking this.
It's possible.
it's probable. What about Dare? What would they have been without Dare coming in on passing situations and helping out and blocking and, you know, the occasional rush, the occasional catch? Special teams, all that stuff.
I hear you.
Am I overthinking it?
Maybe.
But there were no other running backs.
No, you're right. Like, I think the Dare exists in this place where he is like Swiss Army knife. He does a little bit of something of everything, getting involved special teams wise, being a viable pass catcher.
I like the kind of dismissive, I hear you, but.
Yeah. I got you, bitch.
What you want me to say? You want me to say bad things about my Nigerian brethren here? Is that what you're trying to do here?
No, it's bad things about my take, about my opinion. You're like, yeah, I hear you.
No, because I appreciate that. I just don't know that I'm, and I guess this is the idea of we're trying to find something on the offensive side that I don't know.
But
is
offense
there.
Is, it's a reach.
Right. Yeah. I think, yes, I was thinking Mixon as well, just on the idea of he was generating all that by his lonesome.
Yeah.
And yes, I think we're talking Derek Barnett did have 2 touchdowns there, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Mechie, Patterson. Patterson's an interesting one. Like, there's a...
Yes.
Because as much as that offensive line was woeful all year long, the time when you were at least able to find a little bit, a semblance of cohesion, a semblance of logic within what was really bad blocking schemes from Bobby Sloan.
I'm good with that one.
He was at the center position. I think that's a good shout there, putting Jared Patterson up there. Somebody said having to play next to Kenyon Green and Shaq Mason is still looking decent. Hey, yo, I mean... You're not wrong.
I hear you.
You're not wrong. I wouldn't have said it that way. No, I think that is the good. Mm-hmm. Are we willing to put Jared Patterson as our offensive answer
I'll
there?
Put
I think
him
that's
there.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
That's tough though, man. I think that speaks to
it speaks to how tough the offense was, and it was very clear either the players that were not helping or the players that were helping a lot and basically doing everything. Yeah. And that delta needs to close significantly this year with the offense. And so you hope that CJ Stroud obviously having a lot of input, but you know, Nick Caley and this entire offensive staff will be able to really make that go so that we could talk about some of the guys who are productive and maybe to a point where they can even have an opportunity to be underappreciated. But shout out to Derek Barnett, man, because that's really important, especially mm-hmm. with D'Amico, the way that he likes to run guys in and out. He matters a good deal and continues to matter into why this defense has been, and I honestly believe will continue to be, an absolute nightmare for teams in the National Football League. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It is a Friday. In fact, it is a Friday also that represents the final episode of Around the Horn on ESPN, if that means anything to you. 21 years on the air. And so inspired by that, that's our question. Our question of the day is this. What broadcaster or sports show inspired your love of sports the most, or helped grow your love of sports? 713-572-4610. Give us your answers and we will talk about that next.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.